Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me this evening, you've got your host Omi Inca 7 live calling in to the station today, and we are talking about health and wellness throughout the year, and we've been focusing in on many different products and products that can be called pharmaceutical products out of your kitchen. And one of them we covered our molasses, and we talked about taking the things out of your cupboard to use as an alternative measure. Now, also we have covered a little bit of foundational ground on hemp oil, CBD, and we are focusing in on all the great things that CBD can do for the body, and we want those people who are ailing out there to call in. Our call-in number is 760-539-3247. You can call in at any time. Now, I will be discussing some things that are most detrimental to me, and that is children. How can children fare from using CBD? And what does the statistics show about those children that have differentiated learning, those children who might also have emotional disorders such as ADHD with hyperactivity and without hyperactivity? And what about those children that live abroad, that are in Africa, who don't get a full meal at night, who are normally deficient in most of your daily consumptions of minerals and vitamins? We're going to focus in on abroad because we are a bigger nation than just here. Hold tight for me. I'm on the air now. You can't call while I'm on the air, okay? I just called in. Dial that number, it'll let you in because it just let my somebody else in. So the number is okay. So I don't know. Give me the number again that you're dialing. No, it's 5, okay, 539. You got the wrong, the prefix is 760-539-3247. So it's not 319, it's 760. Okay, all right, let me get back to the audience. Sorry about that, audience. I wanted to tell you that there are a number of children in third world countries who are not getting enough supplemental vitamins nor minerals. So we are looking at CBD because it could be the answer to those second world countries' children who are starving, literally. And it could also be the answer for stateside here in the United States for those children who might have cerebral palsy, who might also have differentiated learning, and who are suffering from, they could be having numerous side effects from medicines that they're taking. So we want to look at what can be done about those children that are coming in to this area. And we want to look at those third world countries. What can we do for those third world countries? And can this product be made available to them? Now, I would like to say that we've laid a foundation on our previous interview. We had a guest speaker a couple of weeks ago. Her name was Tasha Kendricks, and she is a master MBA from one of the great top 10 schools, and her field is administrative health. And she has decided to take a job with hemp oil, and that category of 3Chi is the company. And she is one of their representatives, their educational representative. She's thoroughly been trained in the background of hemp oil and has a little statistic that she could share with us. So I invited her back today to give us some of that information about how does CBD work with children who have differentiated learning and have developmental disorders. And we're going to go to commercial real quick, and then I'm going to bring her in the atmosphere, and that's Ms. Tasha Kendricks, who is our guest speaker today. And ladies and gentlemen, hold tight. We'll be right back at you in a second. We got a little house cleaning to do here, so hold tight. And the atmosphere, and you can lock that dial in at 760-539-3247. You can call in, mothers, if you're out there and you'd like to get an earful of what you can do for your child that has differentiated learning or developmental delays and would possibly benefit from taking the CBD. Now, I am going to bring on Tasha to talk about a little bit of background information about how CBD has been used with children, and we're going to bring her in the atmosphere. And if you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you tell a friend and let them know I'm on the air and that we are still talking about CBD and the benefits of CBD. And once again, that number is 760-539-3247. So please call in. Mrs. Tasha, you're in the atmosphere. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me again. I'm grateful to be back.
Great. Thank you for answering the clarion call. Now I'm going to ask you, Tasha, the children that have been taking CBD that you have documentation on, can you share with us some of the success stories that the parents have had with their children taking CBD?
Yes, absolutely. So there has been a lot of CBD studies or minor cannabinoid studies are facilitated on groups of children, depending on what type of study it is. And there's been a lot of great results in that, but as a CBD educator, we always do like to advise to, especially when it comes to children, just because it does have very low side effect, but one doctor does state that it can be benign. So you want to make sure that you're doing this treatment under the vision of your physician or your practitioner or doctor. And then in the process of administering it, you want to kind of really pay attention to the behaviors or any issues that you're trying to ail with this. So some of the great feedback we've had in regards to using CBD products with children, one specifically was a gentleman was seeking a CBD product for his son that had autism. And his son had autism, but he was also nonverbal. And when he would react, because he's nonverbal, he would show his reactions in a physical form. So he would start to get aggressive. He was breaking flat screen TVs. I think the father described him breaking 6 flat screen TVs in a month. And that was very unusual behavior for him. And along with that, they had a household that contained 5 other children. So there was a total of 6 children. He was the only one that had autism. And it was nonverbal. So a lot of times his very massive aggression would kind of overrun the household and leave everybody kind of in, you know, disarray. So the dad wanted to kind of bring order back to the home and kind of get him some relief and help him the best that he could. So he started to seek CBD products. He was at kind of his wit's end. Of course, he was looking for a broad-spectrum product that's THC-free. And we were able to advise him with a great product. He started to administer it in the form of a gummy he was alternating his regular Flintstone vitamins with this CBD gummy. So as he got him acclimated to it, he said within a month's time, he saw great results in his behavior, and he had lessened down to 1 behavior a month, which was extreme. You know, it was drastic change for him and the family, and everybody was very pleased. So he incorporated this into his regular everyday regimen and saw great results after long-term use. So they're about 4 months in now, and he has pretty much gotten his behaviors under control. And his mood is a lot more regulated. It's a lot more stable. And they've had great results and have also had great results in lowering his childhood obesity as well. So there's been amazing results on a lot of products that are made available to children. But you, as always, you do want to be mindful about the type of product you're getting, the reason, and the issue that you're trying to treat. And making sure that you're paralleling that treatment with your physician or consultant or an educated CBD educator as well. So, yeah.
And I'm so glad you added that alert to the listening audience. Let me offer a disclaimer that we are not doctors, we are not physicians, we cannot prescribe nor diagnose, but it's very important that you should understand that whatever you decide to do, you must go to your physician and make sure that your physician has okayed any type of alternative medicine, because alternative medicine can be dangerous when not used applicable and if they're not applied and used in the way that's been instructed. And I'd like to also say that we are not prescribing anything here on this line. We are sharing. We're making sure that those parents have alternative options. And that's what most parents have not had in the past, is alternative options. And we want to make sure that they have that ability to get a second opinion. Now, I was going to ask you, Tasha, those children that were taking the CBD, what was their diagnosis, and did the doctor indicate that they were a psych patient? What was their diagnosis that was taking the CBD?
He was diagnosed with autism, and his form of autism was nonverbal. So he did advise. The father took it upon himself to advise his physician, and his physician was a physician that was CBD friendly. So he had his own base of research that he supported, and he was open to the idea of trying it. So he did consult his physician before coming in and you know, getting product to kind of help with his son, and he saw great results in that as well. And there are amazing amounts of studies online that show, you know, study groups for kids that are facilitated between the age of 3 and 13 using certain cannabinoids, seeing the benefit. One of the biggest sectors in children that has been a huge benefit as of you know, the start of this industry has been in the realm of seizures and you know, anything that is related to like a nerve reaction. So there's been a lot of studies done for children, and some of those prescription, they do have FDA-approved pharmaceutical prescriptions that are legal to take under the advision of your doctor, and they're called Marinol and Epidiolex. And Epidiolex is one of the bigger ones that's used for people that have epilepsy or seizures, especially focused in the group of children. And there are also other, FDA-approved drugs like Marinol and Dronabinol. And these drugs are used more for people that have cancer or AIDS, and they're taking medication for that, but they get really horrible side effects. So then they implement Marinol or Dronabinol to counteract those side effects so that they can get relief to undergo their chemo treatment or continue on with their regimen for whatever cancer they're battling. So there's great benefit in the realm of children for a lot of those things. And essentially, a lot of people are familiar with the brand Charlotte's Web, and that was one of the brands that was designed around a young girl named Charlotte whose parents were seeking, you know, alternatives for her. And they got down this awesome team of brothers that developed this product to kind of tailor towards this one specific little girl, and she had such great results. So it was one of those things in the industry that it has great benefit and has proved to show great benefit as well.
Now, I heard you mention something about obesity in children. What about type 1 diabetes in children? Has there been any research done on that? Because a lot of mothers are at their wit's end with monitoring the blood sugar, the children wearing the patch, getting the insulin. And it could be somewhat of a problem in school because we have to determine when a nurse is not there who's going to give the child their insulin. So this is a big, big issue for African-American community. The diabetic seems to be running its course along with high blood pressure. Can this particular product, CBD, be given in hope that it might get their diabetes under control, especially children type 1?
So there's been great benefit in the use of CBD oil for just regular adults with diabetes, and this is in the sense of any inflammation or pain as well as type 1 and type 2 diabetes. So any inflammation and pain that goes along with that, they've seen great result in subsiding that pain as well. As of right now, some healthcare professionals say CBD may play a role in treating diabetes, but it's important to understand that the only health condition CBD has proved effective for is epilepsy in kids. There's been great benefit in some other areas, and like I said, a lot of those are kind of at the discretion of their parents. Essentially, it's like when your child is under so much pain and there's nothing that you can do, you start to explore options that may essentially go against your moral compass. But then you want to understand why does it go against your moral compass? Because in the same kind of idea, let's say somebody that's an adult that's taking metformin or insulin, and they're doing this regularly, it starts to affect, you know, their other organs. So in that same sense, you have to have a sense of moral compass on what's right for the situation. Long-term use of any pharmaceutical drug can be harmful. So there's kind of reserves in the use of CBD oil with children for diabetes, but there's been great study in CBD use for adults with diabetes type 1 and type 2. So it'd be safe to assume that the benefits would be similar, but the regulations and the dosing may be different for children just because they're smaller bodies, they have smaller organs, and you need to operate a little bit more delicately with them. But the rise of childhood obesity is skyrocketing. So there does maybe need to be a better effort in being preventative and creating preventative medicines or even preventative alternatives rather than putting all of our tax-paying dollars and focus into the maintenance of it. So essentially finding a way where we can be preventative and stopping these diseases from arising and skyrocketing droves versus waiting till it happens and then spending a lot of money to maintain it rather than, you know, being able to cure it altogether. And like I said, in the same concept, CBD is we can't physically say CBD is a cure, but it does have very great benefit in the sense of being able to relieve a lot of these symptoms and issues that people with type 1, type 2 diabetes struggle with. So, yeah.
And Tasha, even now, I've been doing some research on type 1 and type 2 diabetes because it runs this gamut in families, households of African American. Once you get diabetes type 1 or type 2, there seems to be a thread that, a silver thread that they try to connect all the family together and say that you're all going to get it. And from my research to discover that looking at diabetes type 1 and type 2, it is not a disease. It is a condition of carbohydrates and not being able to digest those carbohydrates. The pancreas plays a great part where it could be overworked and it's not producing the proper secretions that it should. And then it plays on the kidney, where the kidney begins to be overworked, and therein lies when you have an insulin resistance where the body keeps rejecting the insulin, won't accept it. So then now you have insulin overload, and these children are walking around obese from the insulin. They're inflammation infused. So you have a number of African Americans look like they are eating to become obese, but some of them are eating like birds, and they said it is the medicine that I'm taking that is exploding me like this. And they don't want to die. They don't want to have a stroke. They said, I have to go on it. I don't want to have a stroke. They are not given an alternative about diet. If nutritionists would step in, they could actually overnight eradicate diabetes from at least the type 1 and type 2. Now we've got type 3. And this type 3, they're not telling you that this type 3 is from a deficiency of the omega-3s. And if you don't have the fats in your body, you go into memory loss and Alzheimer's. And that's the newest thing, type 3 diabetes, that comes in the form of Alzheimer's. Now we got a real big problem. Young people are developing Alzheimer's at an early age. And we don't even look at the contraindications of this medicine that we're giving. Sometimes the contraindications outweigh the good, but at the same time, when you have minimum side effects from an alternative product, but then the FDA is saying, no, we're not going to use that. You know, we're going to use this is the selective drug that we're using. And it gets to a point where parents become so frustrated and upset because they want to choose an alternative treatment to see how well it can work without as many side effects, because every drug has a contraindication, and they write it right on your prescription. These are the contraindications. Watch for these things. And they tell you up front. So, you know, what could they do if you should have a side effect, because they've already, you know, broadcast it earlier. But here's where I want to look at. I want to look at those third world countries who children are basically deficient in everything. And I could see how CBD could benefit a lot of mothers who are having children that are underweight that need help balancing their amino acids, balancing their ability to digest carbohydrates. Now, we're looking at a deficiency of carbohydrates overtaxing the body where you cannot digest them. I took it to task. I said, if it's a carbohydrate problem, then let's work on the carbohydrates to eliminate those complex carbohydrates and use those vegetable carbohydrates and see if we can control our blood sugar level with that, because this is a gut problem. When sugar hits the body, it doesn't know what to do with it. But you have to understand that we need nutritional specialists to step in and say, okay, we're going to balance that blood sugar and it won't be going up and down. Because low blood sugar is high blood sugar. So tell me what you think about those third world countries. How can this particular product come into the country at a little low cost and eradicate some of those illnesses that those children are having? What do you think about that?
I think the idea of it is incredible because, like I said, CBD just in its raw form is very beneficial, but the cannabinoids in there, in the cannabis plant in itself, the entourage effect offers such great benefit. I think the only thing that would be limiting to that is resources, being able to get it to them, and providing it on a consistent basis in their healthcare, depending on what their laws and regulations are in different countries and how they perceive these products. And, you know, CBD products are used all over the world. It's international, so there's no limit to where it can reach. But I think the idea of it becoming this interplay of healthcare is important because a lot of times there's a lot of feedback in the CBD industry about it being, you know, this miraculous drug, which isn't the truth. You know, people have the ability to create a better lifestyle, like changing their diet habits or their nutrition habits. And essentially anything in the sense of health and wellness starts there. It starts with your nutrition. It starts with your diet. It starts with the way that you perceive yourself and your body and how you take care of it. So implementing something like CBD is most of the time it's a personal choice or it's recommended by a physician that believes in it as well. So in that same case, if there was a possibility for international doctors or philanthropists that have programs in these third world countries and they can make this available to that population just to see the outcome, would be amazing. And I think the idea of it being used in regular healthcare is where it should be at. And essentially what we're trying to do is close the gap on healthcare so that people can receive the benefit but also have the education part that goes with it so that they understand why it's important, why it would benefit them, and look at it as something that's collaborative and not something that's coming to cancel out a whole undertaking of medical, you know, medical-based anything.
Also look at the opportunities that exist now for the new industry of jobs that will be made available through compliance is one area, as well as the research of the seed and feed, how this product is planted in the ground, getting more people to get into the agriculture part of it as well. So when we look at the fact that you have healthcare now saying, hey, we want to give you the alternative opportunities for preventative maintenance, I don't want the medical field coming up with things like electrocardiogram screening or cardiology disease testing, mammogram, pap smear. Those may not be the things that I might want as my alternative. I want to be able to select for myself the alternative things that would prevent me from going into cardiac arrest, like a gym membership at Silver Sneakers, for example, or to be able to say you have the alternative ability to choose a chiropractic, aromatherapy, massage therapist. And then when you go into these people, they're doing acupuncture. They're doing reflexology. We know for a fact that those are the things that give longevity, working and manipulating the acupuncture. I have seen people completely turn around from acupuncture and using this type of source for reflexology. This could be a preventative maintenance for the whole body, but yet we're given a lot of worn-out screenings that the doctor may think it's so necessary, but we need alternative just as well because we're aging less. People, and they're getting to the point that the new 50 is 60. So when we go in there, we are not suffering from memory lapse short-term or long-term. But when you put us in a position where we're now going to be diagnosed as type 3 diabetes, and that's Alzheimer's condition, and we don't know about it, it's just coming out that is the Alzheimer's diagnosis. When you're taking beta blockers, you're preventing your body from having the fat in your body when you know you need fat in your brain and you need it for your heart. So if we are insulin resistant and we are not eating eggs anymore. All these things are playing on the diet. That's intelligent enough would know who probably has a background in dietary background. But yet, when we look at CBD, we look at recreational drugs. Let's get this out of our mind. This is not talking about a recreational drug. This is not talking about THC and, you know, back in the 60s where we wowed out with this. We're talking about curing. Well, I won't say curing. We're talking about aiding some people, preventative maintenance. We're talking about strengthening organs. We're talking about vital organs here falling apart, like the pancreas, the kidneys. There are more people on renal dialysis than ever before because their bodies are being overworked with insulin resistance. Now they're sitting in a dialysis room waiting for an organ donor. So we've got to step in and say, hey, we have some background knowledge, and we know for a fact that these conditions that we've been plagued with are not diseases. They are conditions of diet deficiency. And most of what that goes on in the families and in the children is diet. And a lot of it can be cured. A lot of it can be addressed with our nutritional specialist. It is so hard to request a nutrition as one of your options. I do know that they are producing a card in the Humana, Medicare, and this card is actually like a debit card, and it gives you $400 to apply towards your alternative medicines. And some people are going to the massage therapist with it. They're getting billed their membership. That's what we want. And we've got to give the people what they want because our children are being diagnosed in these classrooms for attention deficit disorder. They're on drugs in the morning, drugs in the evening. They're so drugged up they can't even function in the classroom. So we've got to look at what can we examine as an alternative measure that would help assist that child from becoming obese or becoming a diabetic resistant, insulin resistant individual. Now, before we call out the clarion call for the last caller, we're letting you know that that we have Mrs. Kendricks in the atmosphere, and she is here to answer any questions for you before we leave the air. If you would like to call in to our radio station, it's 760-539-3247. She is available for your questions and answers. And mothers, I know you're out there because you call into my show all the time talking about what to do about your child in special education who is on Ritalin and who is having some emotional disturbance. Now, Tasha does not claim to be an expert, but she is a specialist in education. Please do pull on her knowledge today. She is here to support you, and that's why we are going to be doing education on CBD throughout the year. We're not going to stop here because we think people need to be educated on it. I know I did. I was lost. I didn't know anything about CBD, and I decided to explore it, to research it, and I'm glad that I did. And I thank Tasha for coming on this show to exert her knowledge, to talk to the general public. Tasha, is there anything that you would like to say to the general public about how they can get their children involved in exploring the benefits of CBD on a child?
I think first and foremost, it is always beneficial for the parent or the person making the decision to have some type of experience or exposure to CBD themselves. For me personally, it's like, if I want to use something on my daughter, I want to be sure that it's okay to use. A lot of times I joke around with her, and I'll take the first bite of her food, and she'll say, "Why do you always do that?" And I said, "Because if it's poisonous, I'll die, and you'll know not to eat it." So it's that kind of idea, is just making sure that what you're trying to administer to your child is that it's something that you would support with yourself. So do the research. Take those extra steps to kind of get as involved as possible in the movement. learn what you need to know, and be able to provide the care to your child the best that you can, even when it doesn't revolve around being in a doctor's office. There's 24 hours in a day where you can care for a loved one, and it may not just have to entail 15 minutes in a doctor's office. There may be sleepless nights where your child can't sleep, or there may be, you know, nights where your child is riddled with pain from whatever ailment he or she faces. So I just, you know, I want to put it out there that there's accessible information online for everybody to access. Get, you know, mature in the idea of what this consists of. Obtain the knowledge that you need to make appropriate decisions. Seek education, CBD education specialists like myself or others in the industry. Go to a local CBD shop where you can get some spot-on, one-on-one expertise, or find you a CBD consultant that you can collaborate with the use of your doctor. And just be sure that you're finding good quality products and that you're being mindful about the process and what it would take. It's not going to happen overnight for you to see benefit. A lot of times if you're a new CBD user, it could take up to 2 weeks or three for you to get completely acclimated. So I always use the visual of it being like a thermostat. If you have your thermostat set at 74 but you want it at 72, it's going to take a little bit of time to adjust to that 72-degree range. So just be mindful of that. Don't be discouraged in the process. Give it a fair chance, and then find a product that's the best fit for you. Not everybody's the same. Not everybody's child is the same. So you want to be mindful of what's going to work best for you or the process of how you're trying to implement it in you or your child's life.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Tasha, for that information. And people, family, I want to say that Tasha mentioned one thing, that this is a movement. It is definitely a movement, and you might want to get on board, because there's not only just the comfort that your children can experience, but seeing your children be able to function and lose weight, being able to function without pain, it is a blessing. Because when your children hurt, you hurt. The children see their eyes and their world through your eyes. So you have to be the one to take the initiative to say, hey, it's time for me to check out that obesity. Could it be coming from type 1 diabetes? What is it coming from? Don't be afraid to go in and utilize your medical card and go in and get a physical for your children. Every one of your children should have a physical, an in-depth physical, to pre-examine that child in advance. So in the event that he might need to be seen by a doctor to go on a treatment plan, you can introduce him to or her to an alternative product that you heard about and that you've researched, and maybe they will be willing to say, yes, let's try this. You know, we've tried everything else and nothing seems to be working. Sometimes the doctors will go along with what you're saying, or you can also get a second opinion of a doctor that is a nutritional specialist, and he works with herbs and tinctures. He might already have a botanica where he has these tinctures in his botanica. You definitely have got to stand up for your children and be the best advocate for your children. And the reason why I say that is that children are suffering from deficiencies and these brain fogs and coming into class, not being able to concentrate. And sometimes the medicine they're taking puts them to sleep. So I want to say, for the benefit of this movement, get on board, because it definitely is a movement. And I got on board 2 years ago, and I've never regretted it. I had to tell my doctor that I am looking at alternative products, and please allow me to ingest those products before we go looking at insulin. I don't want my body to stop making insulin. And when you start giving insulin, you're telling your body, I don't need you to make that substance anymore. And guess what? It shuts down. And then we wonder why you're not making insulin. So I don't want to get into that deep discussion, but African Americans, you got to come on board, because there are more African Americans being diagnosed with high blood pressure, diabetes, and renal dialysis. It's a whole circuit where we are getting diagnosed for one after the other, and we have to fight back in this movement. We definitely have to step up and say, hey, my mama used to do it this way. And we got help and relief. And there are some reliefs out there. I won't tell you there's a cure, but there's definitely some reliefs out there, because I want you to understand that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that we're not talking about THC. Please get that out of your head. We're talking about cannabis CBD that can be a medicinal product that can be used safely as long as you are conversing with your doctor and you're not doing it on your own. I'm not telling anyone to go out and do this on their own. Don't pretend like you're the MD. Go to your doctor and stand up for yourself and tell him that I have some things I want to talk to you about and see if he'll schedule some time for you. And once again, this is the show of the month. We are talking about health, how to get some relief. Not a healing, not a cure, but how to get some relief. Diabetes is running its rampant, and we must talk about this amongst ourselves today and talk to black families and say, are you and your family plagued with diabetes? Is your child having type 1 diabetes problem? Is he overweight? Let's see what we can talk about and do together to get some real help. Do you know that the Diabetes Association is now looking for people who can come in with products that are alternative because they want help too? Because they're tired of their people getting amputees, a loss of a toe, then a loss of a limb, and then eyes going, all of these things, these are detrimental. This is nothing to play with. I want to thank everyone for listening in today. I want to thank our speaker, Tasha, for coming in. And, Tasha, you have a great deal of knowledge, and I certainly want to thank you for coming in today. And we're going to leave you the way you came in here. We're going to greet you with the right hand of fellowship and say straight ahead and into the future and get on board with the movement with CBD. Thank you so very much, Tasha. And everyone, please do tune in from time to time to find out who my next guest speaker is. It is a secret, and you'll find out who soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining me on this special occasion. We are making a big to-do out of health and wellness. If you are signing up for your Medicare, Medicaid, your dual Medicaid and Medicare, if you are looking for a package that has alternative treatments such as silver sneakers, and now they're including that actual debit card where you can go into, some of you can go into your massage therapist, and you can utilize that card to reimburse you up to minimum amount of money. I know they have it because I've already seen it, and one of the therapists told me they were receiving it. So we've got to find out about this, and we got to get in these gyms and work that thing out, and we got to also get that debit card and go into massage therapists as well as aromatic treatment, because all these things are good for the body. And let's create this movement together. We can do it, people. We don't have to be sick in our 70s, and we still can function and have our right mind. We don't have to be having short memory and no long-term memory. We can have our memory, but we must look at diet, change our eating habit, making sure we're not eating junk food, and incorporating our making sure our carbohydrates are balanced, making sure we have amino acids, making sure we have the fatty acids, because we need those fats for our brain and our heart. Don't let anybody tell you to go on a cholesterol diet where you are limiting yourself to the fat for your brain. That is going to keep you away from having Alzheimer's condition, which many young people are suffering from. We don't want to make this generation the dummies who can't remember to even put their heads on.